Good morning. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday slammed Russian President Vladimir Putin's declarations as totally inadmissible. Sanchez also categorically condemned the referenda planned in occupied areas of Ukraine. Earlier in the day, Putin announced a partial mobilization of around 300,000 Russians with military experience to fight in Ukraine and alluded to using nuclear weapons to protect Russia from Western aggression. We know we are now in a more crucial phase of the war in which the aggressor realizes he is losing, Sanchez said in New York. He said the referenda in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine represent a new violation of international law. The international community will never recognize the results of the referendum, he said. Given this new phase of the war, Sanchez stressed the need for unity among world democracies, and Europe has never been greater. Teams are working to mitigate the impact of a new oil leak from a partially sunken cargo ship off Gibraltar that has affected fishing and bathing in both the British territory and in a town in Spain. The Gibraltar Port Authority said bad weather over the weekend triggered the leak. They said improved weather had allowed them to place a boom around the ship to contain the spill. Two beaches in Gibraltar and one in La Linea were closed so workers could clean them of waste oil. The government granted personhood status yesterday to what environmentalists call Europe's largest saltwater lagoon, which has suffered massive die-offs of marine life as it degrades due to coastal development and local farming. The new law came after a citizen-led push to provide better protection for the threatened ecosystem. The initiative, backed by more than 600,000 citizens, will become law after the Senate voted in favour of the proposal to grant the Mar Menor the status of personhood, the first time that such a measure has been taken in Spain. A total of 1,600 square kilometres of the lagoon and the nearby Mediterranean coastline will now be legally represented by a group of caretakers, made up of local officials, local citizens and scientists who work in the area. This month, the government approved €20 million in aid to improve water treatment in towns near the Mar Menor as part of the recovery plan for the lagoon. The Spanish Coast Guard services rescued a total of 193 people from small boats in the Canary Islands. The migrants included 106 men, 24 women and 8 children, including a baby of sub-Saharan origins. The first rescue operation was in the south of Fuerteventura. A total of 48 people, including 12 women, 2 children and a baby, were found on the beach on Tuesday evening after disembarking from a small boat. Shortly after, rescue services disembarked 58 people in the capital of Fuerteventura. The migrants were sailing in a dinghy to the east of the island when they were found by the coast guards. Another group of 58 people, including 6 children, who were sailing in a dinghy, were rescued some 60 kilometres from Lanzarote, whilst 29 more were rescued from a dinghy and brought to the port of Arguineguín on Gran Canaria. The government approved on Tuesday a budget of €15 million for the care of unaccompanied migrant minors arriving in the Canary Islands and in Ceuta and Melilla. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.